product of the prophetic, and I can share with you the whole background of my call to the Dominican Republic and of how my ministry came about, and to give you a background of how to move in the prophetic flow and the prophetic ministry. And I remember this as clear as day, that we were praying around my birthday on August 14th, 1988. And God began to come into the room, and we both began to sing in the Spirit and pray in the Spirit. And then God began to speak to me prophetically. And he said over the Dominican Republic, I will make my dominion in the Dominican Republic. Mm-hmm. And I will use you and your wife as an instrument to bring my dominion in the Dominican Republic. And I've called you to go. And I've called you to live in that nation. And I will make the way for you. And I will do a powerful work in your lives. As you obey the Lord, I will provide. I will do a mighty work. And God started to speak more than a half an hour. And I remember at that time we were so excited because God spoke. And God, why are you calling me, the gringo, to go to the Dominican Republic? Well, we started to pray. And I remember our prayer times that we get together and we would pray together about three or four times a week. And basically, I would be the prophet and she would be the scribe. And she would begin to write on paper all the words that the Holy Spirit would speak to us. And so in the period of about 5 years, she wrote about six notebooks of prophecies, and all of them were fulfilled. We received the call together, we prayed together, and that's one of the ways how you can develop in the prophetic, as you pray with your wife, as you pray with your husband, and you develop and you sense the Lord together. And that's one of the ways how I developed in the prophetic, that the way that I developed with praying with her helped me to develop in the public realm. Said to the Lord one day in church, Lord, I want you to give me the gift of prophecy. And I was just reading the Bible, and I read 1 Corinthians 14, verse 1 and 2. It says, follow the way of love and desire the spiritual gifts, especially to prophesy. So when I read this scripture, all of a sudden it just rung out like a bell. When the word says desire something, that means aggressively pursue.
Yes.
To move out in it. So the way that the church many times has received the spiritual gifts is that we have been very passive. And we just think, oh well, if God wills, he'll give me the gift of healing. If God wills, he'll give me the gift of faith. If God wills, he'll give me the gift of administration. He'll give me this one or that one. But when you desire to serve God and you desire to see transformation in the lives of the people around you, you have an attitude that you're gonna go forth and you're gonna aggressively believe God that wherever you go, He's gonna move. I began not just to pray a prayer, but I began to listen to the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit began to drop a word of the Lord in my heart, I began to bubble it forth. I began to let it explode out of my heart. Mm-hmm. And so it just came like a little bit. Sometimes it just came one or two words at the time, but I kept on being just faithful and develop and work on it. And just like we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and some of us just speak in tongues just a little bit, and we're told as we continue to pray in tongues, the language is going to flow more. It's going to be more fluid. Mm-hmm. In the same way, in the prophetic, as you become just more faithful, as you continue to listen to the Holy Spirit, God will bring forth words will drop in your heart. You'll begin to see things in the Spirit. You'll begin to see things in people's lives. Your eyes, your ears, your smell, everything that you have, all the senses, the natural senses, they will become spiritual senses in you that you can discern and hear God's voice. If I followed the way of love, and I just love people, and God asked me, how do you receive words of God? I just love people. And you love people the way God loves them. And the virtue of Christ just flows out of you. And it comes forth like a river. And it comes forth because you just love people in faith. And the Bible says perfect love casts out fear. And when you're loving people the way God loves them, there's just, you're not afraid to make a mistake. You know that the Lord is lead you and is with you. And you know you have to obey the voice of the Holy Spirit. And so what I realize is that the Holy Spirit is a person. And it's not a force. The Holy Spirit can be grieved. And the Holy Spirit can be quenched. And sometimes that when the Holy Spirit is working in our lives, and God wants to do an explosion around us, in our families, we just turn them off. And we just say, Holy Spirit, well, these people are too hard right here. You can't move because they said this, and they did this, and they're this sinful and that sinful. But you have to have an attitude that the Holy Spirit is able to move in whatever hell, whatever circumstances you're in. He is able to move, and as you have the faith and believe, God, the love of God, is in me. His presence is in me. And as I flow in the Holy Spirit, His presence is going to come forth. So I remember going to the Dominican Republic for the first time in 1989. And so we went to the Dominican Republic. It was the next to the last day. We were about to go home on Monday. It was Saturday night. Saturday night and Sunday morning, we get a call from this woman who is a pastor, and she got our number from someone we know from Brooklyn, and she said, I want you to come to my house. After we have the dinner, she begins to have this megaphone, this phone where she can project project announcements on the mountain. And she begins to announce, in 15 minutes, Evangelist Jim Jorgensen is going to be preaching. Invite all those who are sick, all those who need to hear the good news of the gospel. And I didn't even know I was preaching. I thought I was there just to eat. That particular night, the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I began to prophesy, and began to pray for the sick, and the sick were healed, and people were saved. And my own wife said, I never heard you preach like this. What happened to you? And I said, what happened to me is that the Holy Spirit had come forth on my life and had given me, and I understood that greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. And He gave me a faith to go forth and to speak the word of the Lord. And something happened because I understood my authority as a believer, and I understood that I was there not by accident, but by ordination by God. That God had set this up, and He called me at this time, at this place, at this season to do this work. Lord, I'm a vessel. I am Your servant. You created the mouth. You created the tongue. You use me for Your glory. You use me for Your kingdom. And by just doing that, the Holy Spirit began to just flow in my life in a powerful way. We're going to name you Prophetic Gringo, which means a white prophet. And so they began to call me Prophetic Gringo. And so all of a sudden, when I came back to New York, my head was big. I was Prophet Gringo. But thank God for the Holy Spirit and for wives that know how to put us in the place where we're supposed to be. Humble, humble and in prayer. Amen?
Amen.
How I prophesy is something that I'll teach you. And so what you learn in the spirit is in how to prophesy is that you're just really sensitive to the Holy Spirit. You just are really open to Him, and then first of all, sometimes God just gives me words over people. I just see words over people. And I see that God is doing a reorganizing in your life. He's taking what has been tired, what has been abandoned, and He is restoring, and He is making new, and He's doing a new work in your life. And He says to you that you need to continue to work it forth. To work it forth. That there is a beautiful garden that God is forming around you. But the Lord would say to you that you need to work it forth in faith. I see that you've suffered a lot. And even in your suffering, there has been the image of Christ has been formed in you. And the Lord would say to you, there is going to be a great move of God in your
God
family.
Is just saying to you that you are called to be perfectly whole in every way. 100% strong.
And we order her steps, and we break the spirit of pride of the people around her. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name, that a move of the Holy Spirit is coming over your house, over your life, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That just came out of one word. One word. Reshape. And the rest of it just explodes. And so sometimes where you don't get anything for people. You don't get any impressions, you don't feel what you do is you speak in tongues. And ra da 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 ba shaka ra ba bu shi te ra la. Li 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 bu la 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 ku ra la 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 ba shaka ra ba. Shaka ra 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 ra
has been broken off your life. You both are going to see a lot of fruit in your lives. And the Lord would say to you, do not worry in the time of transition, that I have not given you
a rickety bridge to cross over on the side.
You must step out in faith, my daughter, and don't be afraid. There is a gift of being detailed and administrative, a gift of organization. There are things that I'm going to use in you, and I am going to bring you forth, and I am going to help you see a bridge over you that is so bright, and it has so much light that you're going to run to it.
There's something that you said, and many times you say, I wish I wouldn't have said that. And I wish I wouldn't have done that. But God would say to you, whatever the mistakes that have been done have been forgiven, that God is going to bring forth a powerful move on your children. There is going to be a move of His faith and His grace. I just got a vision. This is another way. The Bible says you have given spiritual eyes. Okay, open the eyes of my heart, Lord. And you see, I had a vision that you were restoring flaws. And you were putting a shine in people's lives. And you were a finisher. You like to finish things. You like to do the demolition work. And she likes to finish.
And God would search you.
But there's a perfect compliment. A lot of times you get overwhelmed by the upheaval. But you like the upheaval. You go and you dig, you take up the hard ground, but the work is finished by someone that can do it better than you. And that's what God is doing in your life. He just wants you to really know that you went through a lot of upheaval. You went through difficult waters, but you're coming out